Time now for the Richard Welsh segment. Well, it feels a bit like that. We had him on the last 2 weeks. He's on again today. He's the director of the Burnie 10. There's been a bit happening since we spoke to him last week. Good morning, Richard.
Yes, greetings again, Martin, indeed.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you, though, so it's not a chore for me at all. Now, the reason I got you on today is because we've learnt in the last couple of days that there's going to be a cap on the Burnie 10. This is to do with COVID health requirements, and it's going to be 2,500 people. So I guess what we're saying at this point is you better get in early with your entries, otherwise you might miss out.
Well, it is usually the Tasmanian way with many things, to leave it until the last minute. We'll wait and see what the weather's like and all those sorts of things, and wait to see if I wake up feeling okay and I've had a good breakfast and the moons are aligned and all those pleasures that we have usually. But if you do that this year, you may miss out, because we have been given a cap by public health. Even though we've got a level 3 approval for our COVID safety plan, just given the nature of the start finish line area, we've had to impose a cap and also to have waves that we'll have for the first time. So, yeah, a number of operational changes for this year's UTAS Burnie 10.
Okay, now the cap is 2,500 people. You've got, of course, a 10K and a 5K event, and you're basically breaking it up so it'll be 1,500 for the 10 and 500 for the 5.
That's right, and there'll be obviously spectators, some spectators around, staff, volunteers, officials, so that sort of 2,500 is for everybody around. So the less spectators we have at the start finish line, which is the area that public health are understandably most concerned about, the crowding areas, the more participants we can have. So we might be able to fit, you know, 2,100, 2,200 in the field potentially, and you know, room for 300 officials, and we understand some spectators are going to turn up, and we're trying to mitigate that by factoring in our figures.
To put it into context, the 2019 pre-COVID event had a field of 2,600, so you've got no doubt that you'll get to the cap?
Look, we would hope so. We are finding that all events at the moment are experiencing a drop in participation, because we simply won't have the numbers that we normally do from interstate. We normally have several hundred from Victoria and New South Wales. We won't get those this year. We've got a splattering from South Australia and Queensland, particularly our elites and domestic Tasmanians as well. It's still going to be about the right number for what we'd be hoping to get if we get, you know, the low 2,000s. So not too many people will miss out, but we have seen a spike in entry since we made that announcement this week, so there's every chance that the event will sell out, that's for sure.
And the start-finish area will be restricted to competitors and officials. That doesn't mean that you're not discouraging spectators. They can come down and line the course and spread out right along the course, but just not the start-finish line.
Well, we've got 5 kilometres of spectating opportunities, right?
Exactly.
So it's pretty rare, and it's free spectating to come and watch world-class runners on the streets of Burnie. So pick a spot on course. You'll also be able to watch the live stream of the event through the Burnie 10 Facebook page, and we'll have a really top-quality broadcast with cameras at the finish line, the start line, the leading men, the leading women, and we'll be showing the start and finish of the 5K as well. So there's a good opportunity to watch it wherever you might be, and it's a spectacular place to see on the Bass Highway, full of runners and walkers out there. It's really nice colours.
What we've seen since the introduction of the 5K event is that it started at a different time to the 10K, and what you've done to sort of mitigate any risk here is that you've actually spread it out even more now, so there'll be waves within each of those two races. And when you think about it, it's not such a big deal, because you're not racing against the other 2,000 people in the event. You're only racing against the clock, so it doesn't matter when you start, does it really?
No, that's right. And we're splitting the waves up in accordance with people's personal best. So on the last few years of results, we've identified if we had 3 lots of 500 in the 10K, it's around about the sub-53-minute runners will be the first 500, and then 54 to 75 minutes would be the next 500, and then above 75 minutes would be the next group. So I think that's about right of what we'd be expecting, and it'll give all those people a free run. We've also got timing points at the start, at the 5K and at the finish, so we'll be able to capture everybody, and if you've ever started a fun run towards a rear mountain, as I have many a time, you'll know sometimes it takes a few minutes for you to get across the start line. So
it does.
This time, if you're a 60-minute 10K runner or thereabouts, it won't take as long as time. So there's benefits in it too.
And the other thing too is that we're going to have QR codes in place. But what I love about this is that you've actually put the QR codes onto the race bib so people can just scan their phone, put it in their car or wherever, don't have to carry it with them. Wonderful.
Well, I'm sure everyone's experienced turning up somewhere and having to check in and realise that there's been a queue to check in, which is a little bit oxymoronic, I suppose, if you like. But we've decided that if you just put the QR code on the back of the bib, well, you don't have to queue for anything, and you just got to scan the bib when you arrive on the day. So that was a no-brainer. We were able to fit those into the printing process and make it really quick for people on the day and easy.
Terrific. Early bird entries have closed, but there's still a chance to enter. And as we said at the start of the segment here, Richard, it's important if people want to do it that they get in now and get their entries. So where can they enter?
If you're planning to enter the Burnie 10 this year, go to burnie10.com.au and enter sooner rather than later, because there is a strong chance it'll sell out this year.
Terrific, Richard. Thanks for your time. As always, I really appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks, Martin.